All right, 7:37 on Connect FM. It's a Monday morning, but that's okay. We're all positive and
exactly.
Right. That means that Mayor Barry Abbott is in the room. Mayor Abbott, good to see you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. It's a wonderful day. The sunshine, I'm upright, and I'm here to talk about our new city and 75 days of positivity.
All right. And that's why the key word was it's a positive Monday morning. And we were unable to have the mayor in a week ago, as would normally be scheduled, because he had some very important family things to tend to, and that always takes precedence. So
family is always first in my book.
Exactly.
Everything else is second. You know, I do love our city, but no matter how you cut it, it's always family
first.
You
love your family more, and
yes,
that's the way it should be. Well, Barry, it's great to have you this week, and so we're going to do a little catch-up. And, you know, in the past couple of weeks, there was a very important time of honoring a couple of local heroes at the city council meeting. And we talked about it on our Tri-County Insider News report, but why don't you share some comments about those two men that were honored recently?
Yes. I know I got a phone call from one of my friends, and they were talking about the water rescue at Treasure Lake. And it was our honor, our city council, and our city to honor Colton Bojelid and Tony Volpe for their heroic efforts in helping get a stranded kayaker back to shore in very cold water at Treasure Lake.
Yeah.
So I gave them a round of applause. We gave them a round of applause and
absolutely,
a citation for their heroic efforts.
For sure. And we all do. And it was great to hear about that, where people are taking those steps of selfless effort to save others, and they were quick to the rescue, and that was terrific, because it would have taken a little while for the first responders to get there.
That is correct. So it was wonderful and well deserved.
Yes, great job, guys. All right, and at the most recent meetings, again, which we were not able to address because of not being able to do this last week, we were getting some updates on the process of the new Dubois city managers. And you and the council have been very deeply involved here in the past week or so of interviewing those candidates. Kind of bring us up to speed on where we are in that.
Yes, and I appreciate that question, Dan. So when we started the process, we ended up with 21 candidates, which I thought was an amazing number.
That is a good number.
And there were excellent, excellent people. Our management team, the Capital Strategies, put everybody through a matrix, came out with some people that they recognized as a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
We as the council looked, and we pared it down to 7 people. Out of that 7, the council for the last 3 days, it would have been Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, interviewed those 7 people. Some of the questions were very, very difficult to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Being a new city,
we
put people on the spot. It looks like we are going to pare that number down even further. And that will be upcoming later on this week.
Okay.
It looks like we're going to get down to 4.
Mm-hmm.
The 4 people that we get down to, they are going to go in front of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the administrative staff at City Hall.
Sure.
To see if there's any vibes to that. Hey, can we work with this guy? Can we work with that guy? What's a strong point? You know,
kind of, I think, testing the chemistry a little bit.
That's a great word. I'm glad you picked that one out. What I really liked about it is it's the staff that has to work with this guy 100% of the time.
Right.
We as a council, you know, we're kind of the legislative branch of our government, and we give and take. This new gentleman will be our new leader. And they have to get along with the staff.
Mm.
So I appreciate the staff taking time to meet with him. And then before our council meeting Wednesday, we are also going to invite the four candidates. And it looks like we're going to have a little meet and greet around 4:30 at the City Hall. It'll be very informal. I'm not looking for anybody from the public to try to pin a candidate to the wall. You know, I'm trying to look at the big overall picture.
Sure.
You know, what can they bring to our new city?
Yeah.
So look for that on Wednesday around 4:30. Our public is invited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on over, meet the gentleman, and then we will go into our Wednesday meeting. And then finally, June 3rd will be the big day that the council will meet, and we will decide, we'll take a vote, and it's like a horse race.
Yeah. With,
you know, the first one to four.
Yeah.
So whoever picks four votes, that will be our winner. Of course, that's a majority. I think when it's all said and done, I believe our council will pick the best candidate, and I believe our council will back our candidate 100%.
Yeah. And obviously that is the intention.
Yes.
And so we will have our final four candidates this week, if I understand correctly. And then on June the 3rd, that first city council meeting of the month of June, that is when the final decision will be announced.
That will be the introduction of our new manager.
Yeah.
One thing that we did put into our program is that they must live in the city.
Sure.
Which I think is vitally important.
It is, yes.
And they must be ready to jump on board no later than June 1st.
Okay.
We don't want to delay this too much. We want them to hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very pleased with the four candidates we have, and I'm looking forward to working with one of them.
Well, Mayor Abbott, we appreciate that update. You know, everybody is always concerned about taxes and the tax picture for city residents. And, you know, it always brings on a little bit of controversy, no matter which way you go with that. But there's some positive tax news. Could you tell us a little more about that?
One of the things that has been discussed a couple different meetings is a local economic revitalization tax assistance program. I know we have kicked it around. The good news that I'm hearing is our county government got with our management team and said, hey, can you put your legislative program on pause and let us look at a possible countywide tax assistance program?
Mm-hmm.
So that put a smile on our faces. And that only won't help just our residents, but it'll help all the residents of Clearfield County.
Sure. Okay. Sure. Well, good.
Yep. And one of the things I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I will have a little bit of an announcement. Actually, I'm going to give our citizens some homework.
Okay.
So look for that. All I got to do is remember.
Oh, no.
But, and I chuckle about that. But I'm going to give them some homework if they're looking for some tax relief. And I'll ask that on Wednesday night. Okay. Do your homework and see what you can come up with.
Here we are at the end of the school year. And Barry Abbott's giving out homework.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. You're going to be a mean teacher.
No, not quite. Not quite. Do we still have a couple seconds?
Well, we have a few more seconds.
Let me tell you about our church service we attended yesterday at St. Catherine's. It was the blue service to honor our police, our fire, and our first responders. It was a packed house, and it was a wonderful service at St. Catherine's, and I know there were council members present, and as our first responders come out, we shook their hands, and we thanked them for their service, and it's just every now and then, we got to tell those people they are appreciated.
Yeah, for sure. And, I saw some information about that on Facebook, and, that looked like an incredible service and well deserved by our first responders, the men in blue, right?
Yes. Yeah. And our, you know, our ambulance and our fire.
Absolutely.
I mean, we need them.
Yeah,
you know, especially if you get to be my age. You want them all.
There you go. All right, Mayor Abbott, before we say goodbye, I want to mention that next Monday, of course, is Memorial Day, so we won't be doing the Monday morning with the mayor. We're going to do a Tuesday morning with the mayor next Tuesday, all right?
That is fine.
Because that will be following this Wednesday's city council meeting. We want to invite our listeners right now to jot down a number because they can text some questions for the mayor. We ask you to just text one question, don't text a whole list of them, but text one question, and we want it to be as simply stated as possible. We don't want a long, involved question, but you have said that you're willing to answer our listeners' questions, and of course, if we get a bunch of them, you won't have time to answer them all, but we'll hang on to them, and we'll get to them as we can. So I just wanted to mention that throughout this week, we'll be passing on that number, which is, by the way, I'll pass it on right now. It's our Bucks Pizza Connect FM text line, 814-372-1420. You have a question for Mayor Abbott? Just jot it down, text it in to us before next Tuesday, and well, I'll be sharing those with the mayor, and he will answer your questions, right?
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And as I've told you 1,000 times, I'm the biggest cheerleader for the new city of Dubois.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my ultimate goal, is just, come on, let's go, city. We are a good team.
Well, we appreciate you, Mayor Abbott, coming in and being willing to open up and share your thoughts and share updates, very important updates that people might miss out on throughout the week. And sounds like it's going to be an exciting week this week with the upcoming meeting on Wednesday. And we just hope that as the process continues, that things will go well for you and for the city.
And for the city. Yes. That is correct. All right. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great day.